I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, sunshine notice, please.
Thank you, Mayor. Board of Commissioners, public meeting agenda for Tuesday, April 1st, 2025. The time is now 7:05. Pursuant to the requirements of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, notice of this meeting was published in November 21st, 2024 issues of the Nutley Sun, the Herald News, and the Star Ledger. A copy of this notice has been posted on the Nutley Town Hall Bulletin Board, and a copy is on file in the Municipal Clerk's Office. Commissioner Evans.
Here.
Commissioner Tucci.
Here.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Here.
Commissioner Petracco.
Here.
Mayor Kelly.
Present.
All present, Mayor.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Minutes, please.
Thank you. We have Board of Commissioner meeting minutes for March 4th, 2025.
Move it.
Second.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Kelly.
Aye.
And that's it for minutes, Mayor.
Thank you. Communications, please.
Sure. We have two this evening. First one is the Mayor's Office has submitted an event application for the 2025 Memorial Day Parade scheduled for May 26, 2025 from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And the second one is the Nutley Belleville Columbus Day Parade Committee has submitted an event application for their 43rd annual Columbus Day Parade and flag raising scheduled for October 12, 2025, starting in Belleville and ending on Chestnut Street. Motion, please.
Move it.
Second.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Kelly.
Aye.
And that's it for communications, Mayor.
Thank you. And I see we have a report on for this evening, Commissioner Evans.
Yes, Mayor. I have a code enforcement report for the month of February 2025.
Thank you. And Madam Clerk, will you do the bills, please?
Sure. Bill list for April 1st, 2025. Public Affairs, $130,460.20. Revenue and Finance, $10,599,910.03. Public Safety, $127,032.90. Public Works, $39,376.52. Parks and Public Property, $1,070,041.66. Water and Sewer Utility, $279,505.00. Payroll as of March 28, 2025. Regular payroll total, $1,063,337.66. Overtime payroll total, $66,994.09. Total payroll, $1,130,331.75, for a grant total of $13,376,658.06.
Move the bills.
Second.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Kelly.
Aye.
And that's it for bills, Mayor.
Thank you. And I think we'll take some of the rest of the agenda out of order because I could see everyone is here this evening for the budget, right, Commissioner Evans?
I am thrilled. I can't get over it.
A little April Fool's fun, but Commissioner Tucci, you want to take it over from here?
Sure. Thank you, Mayor. You know, this is another one of...
The budget's not April Fool's.
We're voting against the budget, but we're not going to go there yet. This is another one of those auspicious occasions, all right, where we get to celebrate our athletes, both our female athletes and our male athletes. We continue to excel in so many different areas that it's just unbelievable. I can't remember the last time we had a crowd like this here, all right, but I'm glad everyone's here to celebrate our young ones and our coaches and our parents and everyone that's involved. Because this is really the essence of what this town is about. All right. So having said that, I want to begin with the girls competition cheer team. Whereas the girls competition cheer team has enjoyed an outstanding competition season, becoming undefeated six-time division champions. And whereas the members of the girls competition cheer team are Lindsay Baker, Bella Callo, Ava Centano, Sarah Dabowski, Veronica Dabowski, Julia Delaney, Hope DeNicholas, Leah Durko, Kaylee Hanley, Sophia Harris, Avery Higgins, Dylan Jasnowitz, Brooklyn Knott, Morgan McCann, Gabriella Nason, Emmy Rado, Charlotte Romanowski, Peyton Rotbaum, Ava Segarra, Allison Spina, Madison Tepeda, Mariana Tarillo, Julia Tortora, Mia Weslow, Grace Williams, Josie Leitke, and whereas head coach Jamie Artizone, along with the high school cheerleading volunteer, Caitlin Chua, worked tirelessly to train and guide these athletes, and whereas the members of the girls' competition cheer team are undefeated six-time division champions for the 2025 competition season, now therefore be it resolved that the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley and the County of Essex and State of New Jersey join with the citizens of Nutley to honor and congratulate the members and coaches of the girls' competition cheer team for their exceptional efforts and accomplishments. I very proudly move this resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Evans.
I just want to take a moment and congratulate, you know, the entire girls team, the coaches, their families for their support. Anytime that you compete in any sport, any activity, you do that competitively. It's a testament to the amount of effort, work, and leadership that goes into that. So congratulations to all of you. And Jamie, remember what I said last year, if you won and you came back this year, you had to say something at the mic. Good girl.
Okay. She has notes.
So thank you.
Okay. I also vote aye, but before we move on, cheering has evolved over the years, and I remember when my girls first started, and that was many, many years ago. This is an unbelievable sport that it's turned into. I mean, not only do you need...
I want to see you girls back here for a seventh time, and I think we're going to have to petition Netflix to make the next cheer documentary about the girls' competition cheer team, because six times is an unbelievable feat, and I wish you guys nothing but the best. We're moving on. I want to see the rest of you come back here next year. Remember to thank not only your teammates, but thank your coaches and your families as well, because they sacrificed to get you here. And I'm looking forward to what you girls can do in the future. Congratulations again.
This is my favorite part of the night. Okay, I'm going to make this quick. Thank you for taking the time to recognize the phenomenal group of young ladies sitting here tonight. A big thank you to Commissioner Tucci and Frank DeMayo for your unwavering support of this program, for allowing me to coach this amazing group of young ladies, us a safe place to call our home three nights a week at the Annex. Without your support, we would not be here this evening. 5 months ago, 44 young ladies showed up at the Annex fighting for a spot on this team. The 26 ladies that sit before you tonight made that cut. They showed up week after week, spending countless hours working on fast discipline choreography, harder tumbling passes, and even harder stunt sequences, supporting one another both on and off the mat, preparing for a very competitive season. Unfortunately, at our very first competition of the season, two of our athletes collided on the mat, halting the entire. I don't know why this keeps going off. Halting the entire competition, resulting in two athletes being taken to the hospital with head injuries. Our team was devastated over this accident, and I honestly thought it was going to be impossible to get them back on the mat. In the true spirit of this team, these ladies rallied around one another, offering love, support, and encouragement, enabling us to get back on the mat just 6 days later, two athletes short. But we competed at another competition and took home first. That trend continued for the next four competitions. Then came the last team standing competition at American Dream. This was a competition like no other. It was an all-star competition, completely out of our wheelhouse, and what I thought to be way out of our league. I did not think we even belonged at a competition of this caliber, but I wanted nothing more than to give these girls the incredible experience to perform on such a huge platform in the middle of the American Dream Mall. My advice to the girls that morning was to simply take in the experience, be together as a team, and go out and have fun. And they did just that. They set the mat on fire and walked away with first place and the title of last team standing. It truly was an incredible end to the season. This team has been my light, my support, and my happy place during some of the darkest and most uncertain times. Last week at our end of season dinner, some of these ladies got up and spoke warm, heartfelt words about what this team meant to them and the impact it has had on their lives. While I was touched to hear their words, I don't think they will ever realize the impact that they have had on me and my life and how I could have never gotten through this health journey without them. Their constant support, their strength, their love and laughter has made my days brighter and has kept me fighting a good fight. This is worth more than any trophy or first place banner in my book. This season, I have to say goodbye to 18 of these young ladies as they will be graduating and moving on to high school. I would like to recognize a few young ladies who have been on this team with me since I took over coaching 4 years ago, Dylan Jasnowitz, Charlotte Romanowski, and Grace Williams. I would also like to shout out to our high school helper, Caitlin, who will be leaving us to go to Rutgers this fall. Thank you, ladies, for your commitment and dedication, and congratulations on such an amazing recreation career. Between us, there are 21 first place division championship titles, as well as a title of grand champion and now the title of last team standing. I truly couldn't be more proud of these girls and this team. Our first place awards are hung and trophies are displayed proudly in the Annex, and tomorrow we will hang our new banner in the gymnasium at Parks and Recreation, naming you all undefeated six-time division champions and the last team standing for 2025. Congratulations to all of you. I look forward to seeing great things from you in the years to come. Thank you.
Okay. Now, if any of you know anything about wrestling, you do know that there's not a lot of smiling in wrestling. All right? There's a lot of hard work. There's a lot of physical training. There's a lot of technique training, all right? But the one thing that stands out to me time and time again with wrestling is the fact that you can't blame anybody else, because when you're on that mat, it's you and your opponent. It's not the first baseman who dropped the ball. It's not the guard or tackle that didn't block, all right, or the quarterback that threw the bad pass, all right, or who, with the goalie that didn't block the ball coming in, all right. It's you and your opponent. This is one of the ultimate competitive sports that I can think of, all right, and it's growing more and more every day. Here in Nutley, we are very, very fortunate. We have a wrestling room that is second to none. We have coaches that are the very, very best of the best. We have parents that are always there for our children. And we have children who are committed, all right? This is not a fly-by-night sport. This is a sport that you commit to, you dedicate yourself to, and you just continue going day and night. Wrestling never stops, okay? Wrestling is a continuous process, and it's a process that as you continue on, you get better and better until you reach the heights of the sport. So I'd like to start with this first resolution this evening, and it begins as follows. Whereas the Junior Raider wrestling team has enjoyed an outstanding season, posting a league record of 8 wins and 1 loss, enhancing their 3-year record of 28 wins and 3 losses, and whereas the members of the Junior Raider wrestling team are Carlo Crespo, J.C. Giordano, Joseph Jojo Duarte, Kevin Kuntz, Michael Liam Timonera, Jonathan J.J. LaBeo Jr., Tyler Gonick, Robin Hemrick, Austin Prodigalidad, Liam Rosales, James Poth, Grayson Alvarez, Justin Galvinis, Dylan Giordano, Jason Nolasco, John McCary, Nicholas Rivera, Eliano Galarza, Camille Stokrin, Michael Iannuzzi, Rex DiLiberto, Vincent Salona, William DeNice, and Christian Smergiulo. And whereas coaches Christian Crespo, Jamil Hamden, Michael Siljanowski, Savarino Marinelli, Jeff Quinn, and Julio Galarza, and John Hernandez and Chris Andres worked tirelessly to train these athletes, and whereas the members of the Junior Raider wrestling team were the Suburban Co-League champions, now therefore be it resolved that the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley and the County of Essex and State of New Jersey join with the citizens of Nutley to honor and congratulate the members and coaches of the Junior Raider wrestling team for their exceptional efforts and accomplishments. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye. I would add comments similar. Is anytime you, again, you engage in a sport for any type of competitive activity, it shows leadership. You have to deliver skill. You have to have mindset. It's wonderful to see that such young minds are actually being schooled in how to live through life, because these are life skills that they will take with them. So I want to congratulate you on your record. It's a wonderful win record. Please continue. We'll look forward to seeing you here again.
Commissioner Tucci.
Yes. And, you know, many of the attributes that our athletes possess will ripple over into life events, okay? Mm-hmm. As the commissioner said, what you're learning in our gyms and in our wrestling rooms, all right, are going to help you as you succeed in life. So, again, I very proudly vote aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Yes, sir. Again, congratulations to the guys, your parents, and your coaches. Wrestling will hold an individual sport, also a team sport. It's something you have to do on that mat to make sure your team is victorious at the end of the match. So, all you guys, congratulations, and see somebody together.
Commissioner Petracco.
Yes, I'd like to vote aye as well. Can you hear me now, Sam? I like to vote aye, and I like to say a couple things. Once a Raider, always a Raider. A few of us up here, yeah, once a Raider, always a Raider. I still have one of my high school jackets that I'm very proud of, so the energy never goes away. Years ago, when my oldest son was in high school, he was really a baseball player, but they had an opening on the team, and the coach was like, you're a pretty tough kid, why don't you come play with us? come wrestle with us. So he did. My son knew every ceiling, what the ceilings looked like in every gym in Essex County. However, a couple of times he's like, "Dad, do you want me to quit?" I'm like, "Well, you're kind of embarrassing our family name." But at the last match for some tournament that they were in, he went out there and he worked hard and he wanted to pin in the kid. And they won this tournament, they carried him off the mat. So hard work does pay off. Don't ever get discouraged. And like I said, you're ready to breed in the room. Good luck, guys.
Thank you.
Mayor Kelly?
Thank you, yes. And I'm voting aye as well. And I'd like to welcome the returners back and those who are going to continue on. I challenge you to come back here next year because I want to see you all back here next year. If you've been here before, you've heard me say that, you know, I never wrestled before, but I played rugby in college, and my rugby coach liked to recruit from no other source but from wrestlers. Because pound for pound, you can't beat a wrestler's fitness level and strength. Your fitness is going to carry you through life. A saying I like to say is, you know, you got to work out, you got to stay in shape because you got to pay rent to live in your body, and you guys are paying excellent rent to live in your bodies for the rest of your life. This is going to set you up, carry your fitness level through the rest of your life, and good luck to you with whatever you do. And like again, I like to see you all back here next year. Congratulations again, and I vote aye.
All right, would this team please come up for a photo?
Thank you, sir. They deserve it.
All right, I know there's a lot of crossover on these two teams, but we wanted to give everyone their due, so that's why we're doing it twice. So here goes part two. Whereas the Junior Raider wrestling team has enjoyed an outstanding season, posting a league record of 9 wins and no losses, enhancing their 4-year record of 41 wins and 1 loss. And whereas the members of the Junior Raider wrestling team, again, are Carlo Crespo, Jace Giordano, Jet Siljanowski, Christian Crespo, Anthony Andres, Frankie Westner, Michael Perna, Savino Marinelli, Luke Finkelstein, Jason Nolasco, Camille Strozan, Anthony A.J. Bernadesco, Bo Siljanowski, Eliza Perez, Jesse Quinn, Vincent Urbanovich, John Michael Hernandez, and Grayson McCann. And whereas coaches Christian Crespo, Jamil Hamden, Michael Siljanowski, Severio Marinelli, Jeff Quinn, Julio Gorlaza, John Hernandez, and Chris Andres work tirelessly to train and guide these athletes. And whereas the members of the Junior Raider wrestling team were the division champions and Twin County League champions, now therefore be it resolved that the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley and the County of Essex and State of New Jersey join with the citizens of Nutley to honor and congratulate the members and coaches of the Junior Raider wrestler team for their exceptional efforts and accomplishments. I move the resolution.
Second. Hi. Just again, echoing my comments, it's about leadership. These are life skills, as we talked about. I congratulate the coaches again. I congratulate all the parents that are here for your dedication to raising such beautiful children. I congratulate all of you, and what a wonderful record. Congratulations.
Commissioner Tucci.
I vote aye, and I just want to add two words to all of you. Well done.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Congratulations again to the coaches.
I didn't get
it. And the hard work in your later life. Wrestling is a great foundation for you to continue.
Commissioner Petracco.
Congratulations again, guys. And I'll say it one more time. Once a Raider, always a Raider.
Mayor Kelly?
Thank you. I'm voting aye, and 41-1, that's incredible. You guys should be very proud of yourselves. And I didn't mention it last time, but luckily there's two teams, so I got to mention it. But remember to thank your teammates, your coaches, and your families, because they all sacrificed to get you where you are. 41-1 is incredibly impressive, and they all had a part in that. So remember to thank them, and again, congratulations.
Good evening, everyone. First, I would like to thank all the commissioners, especially Mr. Tucci and DeMeo. You guys expanded the wrestling room, nearly doubled in size. I think it expanded 1,300 square feet. And don't worry, that gift was definitely used. A lot of blood, sweat, and tears on those mats. And we had a total of 66 wrestlers on the older division of both teams combined, and we averaged over 50 wrestlers per practice. So I don't even know how we would have done it if the room wasn't double in size. There's no way we would have that success we've been having without that room. And I think Christmas Eve, we announced a last-minute optional practice, and we had like 52 kids show up at 10 o'clock in the morning, you know, for 2 hours. And the parents just, you know, drop them off. And another thing, there was a couple of things I was thinking. That one loss you mentioned, 41-1, we lost last year in the championship finals to Fairlawn, and we had beat them earlier that year. And Mike asked me if I wanted to speak to the kids before that match, before the rematch of the championship finals, and I said, there's nothing to say. You know, we showed up to win, and there's nothing else to say to the kids. They had unfinished business. I don't want to keep talking. I get a little emotional. I had a big speech a couple weeks ago at the wrestling there. My defense, I was running on no sleep from work, so I got a little emotional. But these kids are tough. You know, I talked to them that they win. It's not just about winning. It's about the fight they have. Like, why do they fight so hard? Like, they're saying, like, if you have a big enough why, you find a how. And what is the why? I ask them all the time, like, why? Like, why do these kids fight and not give up? Is it the way they're being raised? Is it the camaraderie between a team? Is it the respect for the coaches? Is it for the town? Is it for the commissioners, for the banner? And it's a combination of all of them, you know. And this is part of it. You know, I brought them outside the room a few times. I pointed to the banner. Actually, I pointed to a specific banner in 2006. Nutley were champions. They had one loss. And that was to the Bloomfield team me and my brother were coaching. But Nutley ended up getting them back later on. So I told him, I'm part of that banner from my 2006. Who wants to be part of these banners? And they all looked at it. Jamil had them out there in the gym when it was empty running sprints. And they would all look at the banners. It's special to them. It's special to be here. And I always tell them, like, there's more good in the world, than bad. And the same thing as people, there's more people rooting for you than against you. You know, more people want to see you succeed than lose. And people have been following them at the state tournaments, qualifiers. We have, every bleacher is full. There's standing room only for the matches. How many pizza pies do we sell? A lot. You know, a couple of years ago, they used to have, like, extra pie and give them out for free. Now there's no pizza left over for me at the end. Like, what the heck's going on, you know? And, you know, it's great to have all your support. And next year, we're just going to keep setting the bar higher and higher. They're going to be tested next year even more. You know, we might be entering a third league, so we might have three teams up here or need to win three divisions. And I think we had 13 people go to states last year. Let's try and bring that to 20. We'll set the bar high. And that's it.
I'll set the bar even higher. Let's see 20 state champions. You guys are more than welcome to stay and hear us talk about the budget, but if you guys want to get out of here, we'll give you an opportunity to get out of here.
Thank you.
But if the school gives me your $300, I'll take $30 of that. Well, I said it was a kid.
Nice and clean. Yeah. Can you hear? Can you hear everybody?
Okay. It's a packed house for you, Commissioner Evans. Public comment on agenda items only. This is public comment on agenda items only. Anyone wishing to be heard, please approach the microphone and say your name for the record to discuss public comment on agenda items only. Seeing none, Board of Commissioner announcements. Commissioner Evans?
Yes, I have an announcement that at the rabies clinic, the municipal clerk's office will also be there doing the licensing program as we do every year during that same time at the firehouse. That's on April 22nd from 4 to 7:30. And then on April 28th, which is a Monday, and Tuesday, April 29th, the clerk's office will be open until 8 p.m. for animal licensing. But I encourage people to use the online renewal process because it works very well, and we do accept credit cards, so it makes it very easy for people to do that. And just the important reminder is if you're going to renew your license, you need to have your rabies license good through February of 26. Is that correct, Elaine?
Yes, that's correct.
February 26. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Evans. Commissioner Tucci.
Yes, Mayor. One brief comment. Tomorrow we will be lighting it up blue for autism awareness. So if anyone has blue lights left over from previous years, please make sure you put them on tomorrow night. And if you don't have them, contact the Parks Department. We will get them for you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Scarpelli?
Nothing tonight, Mayor.
Thank you. Commissioner Petracco?
Yes, I do. One of our one of my resolutions that I'm reading is going to be about distracting driving. And all of us are aware that we had a pedestrian hit in a crosswalk up the street from here, ironically, and was killed last, I believe it was Thursday night. And you know, my heart goes out to his family, Mr. Gilbert. Unfortunately or unfortunately, I know both parties. It was a young woman that hit him making a left-hand turn on that street. And I just want to talk a little bit about, if I can, just so I won't talk during my resolution, you know, Nutley's getting busier, traffic is what it is, you know, our population is up, and a lot of people walk. Even though the pedestrians have the right of way in a crosswalk, I'm just urging you, please stop and look and make sure it's clear before you cross the street. And please, on the pedestrians' behalf as well, at night, try to wear bright clothing. You know, even reflectors or light, something, because it is difficult on some of the darker streets where there are pedestrian crosswalks to, you know, see them. It's actually happened to me, and I'm on high alert, and, you know, thank God I haven't hit anybody. You know, today we have motorized bicycles. You know, I was going down Franklin Avenue just the other day, get on a motorcycle bike, cuts right in front of me making a left-hand turn. So, you know, please help us help you, you know, whatever you could do as far as to buy clothing, being careful, looking both ways. Yes, you do have the right to cross the crosswalk, and you're in the right. But when a life is taken, you know, because either the driver or the pedestrian made a mistake, you know, it's heartbreaking to us at Public Safety, and I'm sure the Board of Commissioners. Also, a good friend of mine brought attention to a post that was on Instagram today, a woman criticizing the Nutley Police Department, myself, and our chief, that, you know, now we're doing distracting driver tonight, and that we are, you know, doing enforcement. So, you know, I don't usually respond to posts, probably since 2009 I got over that. But we are doing the same exact thing in Nutley that we always do year after year. This is the time that we do distracting driver. This is the time that we, you know, enforce heavily because of the warmer weather coming and, you know, more people are out and so forth. So it's not that, it's not out of the ordinary, and, you know, we have thick skin up here, but to take a shot at our police department, our chief, and even myself at that matter, especially when somebody just lost their life, you know, we wish we could have a cop on every corner. We wish that we could, you know, be our little green bubble that we want to be. But, you know, unfortunately, accidents happen, and it's really heartfelt. And at this time, Mayor, just out of respect for Mr. Gilberti, that is, if we could have a moment of silence, I would appreciate it.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. And I would like to say that your police our police department does enforcement year-round. And I can attest that the day before that accident, I saw a car not yield to a pedestrian, and within seconds, a police officer pulled that vehicle over. So it's not just 1 month, or it's not intermittent. It's year-round, and the police force is vigilant all the time, and they do enforce our rules. And it is a tragic situation. As Commissioner Evans pointed out, we're having the rabies clinic. It's a free vaccine. It's a three-year vaccine. So if you've gotten it if your animal has gotten it within the last 3 years, the last 2 years, you're due for a renewal. If you haven't gotten it in 3 years, you're overdue for a renewal. If you got it last year, you don't need another vaccine. And that's all I have on for this evening. Moving on to ordinance introductions. Commissioner Evans, you want to start? We could start with Commissioner Scarpelli.
Thank you, Mayor. We're reintroducing this. We tweaked this ordinance a little bit more from when we introduced it in March. This is ordinance number 3581, ordinance to amend chapter 585 of the Code of the Township of Nutley entitled Sewer, and more specifically amending Article 7. I move that this ordinance be passed to a second reading and advertised in the Nutley Sun together with the notice required by law, and that further consideration of said ordinance for final passage by the Board of Commissioners be held at its second reading May 6, 2025, and move the ordinance.
Second.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Kelly.
Aye.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Petracco.
Yes, I have ordinance introduction 3582, an ordinance to amend the ordinance codified in the Code of the Township of Nutley, Chapter 228, entitled Vehicles and Traffic, particularly Article 7, Special Zones and Area, Section 29A, entitled Handicap Parking, to add the location set forth thereon. This is for 375 Chestnut Street. I move that this ordinance be passed to a second reading and advertised in the Nutley Sun together with the notice required by law, and the further consideration of said ordinance for final passage by the Board of Commissioners to be held at its second reading is May 6th, I believe. I move it.
Second.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Thank you. My first order of business is an ordinance introduction, which is our, every year we establish what they call a cap bank, which is allowed by state statute. It allows the appropriation increase to rise from 2.5% to 3.5%, which in light of the cost increases that we face is absolutely necessary. By title, ordinance to exceed the municipal budget appropriation limits and to establish a cap bank under NJSA 48:4-45.14. I move that this ordinance be passed to a second reading and advertised in the Nutley Sun together with the notice required by law, and that further consideration of said ordinance for final passage by the Board of Commissioners be held at its second reading on May 6, 2025. So move.
Second.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye.
My next order of business is the introduction of the 2025 municipal budget. Tonight represents the statutory deadline for introducing our budget. We will have a public hearing on the budget potentially around May 6th. There are a couple things that are in play that may delay that, which hopefully would be beneficial to us in reducing the budget increase for this year. But what I can say about the introduction is, first, that this year completes the transfer and the setup of the sewer utility. So that part is complete. It was a two-step process, and it's complete now for 2025. Overall, our appropriations for all five of the municipal departments, including in all five departments, is $64,799,792, which is an increase of $2,224,838 over the prior year. Additionally, we had revenues, which from other sources other than taxes, of $18,771,571, which is a net increase of $734,902. So as a result, the municipal tax levy is increasing to $44,176,408, which is a total increase of $1,347,991, or roughly 3.1% increase. That equates to the average household, which in today's dollar is assessed at $491,000 and change, to a $123 increase for that average household. Part of the reason why that increase is as high as it is that the state aid was reduced this year by $547. If we didn't receive that reduction in state aid, our municipal increase would be right now about at around $68. So unfortunately, the state in their new budget introduction eliminated a category of municipal aid, which affected us to the tune of over $500,000. The additional increase that we face is that our assessed values in town overall went up $10,345,000, which enables, by statute, the library to get an increase in their funding automatically to $1,851,813, or an additional $141,000, which is about an $18 increase. So in total, we're with the library, the increase on the introduction of this budget is $141 per the average household, or about 3.44%. My hope is that we will continue to look at opportunities to reduce this budget increase to something that's hopefully less than $100 on the municipal side. But time will tell. The budget itself will be available online tomorrow morning for review, and hard copies will be available at the municipal clerk's office and at the public library for review. You won't take those copies, just for available for review. With that, I got a piece of paper I got to find. Give me a second. It's in here. Give me a second. There it is. I found it.
We were hoping you wouldn't.
Yeah. Okay, so I read as follows. The municipal budget of the Township of Nutley County of Essex for fiscal year 2025 to be resolved that it is the following, that the following statements of revenue expectations shall constitute the municipal budget for the year 2025. Be it further resolved that said budget is to be published in the Nutley Sun in the April 10th issue of that newspaper, which is the first available date. The governing body of the Township of Nutley does hereby approve the budget for introduction. So move.
Second.
All right.
Before I vote, because, you know, this is a thankless job that Commissioner Evans does. He takes all of our information, him and his staff, and I know we have Ms. Santana here this evening, our CFO. I mean, they take all the information, they summarize it, they put it in a form that's acceptable to the state, they put it in a form that's acceptable and very easy for commissioners to understand with all the ins and outs and requirements that the state puts forward. So while we're still working on this budget, I want to thank you and your staff and commend you on another outstanding job. I vote aye.
I appreciate it.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
I just like to thank Tom as well. You do a great job. I know you always helped out with the public safety budget, which is the biggest budget on the municipal side. And I'd like to say thank you to your staff. They've been great working with Sam and myself, and you do a stellar job, Tom. You really do. I vote aye.
Mayor Kelly?
I would also like to echo the sentiments of thanking you, Commissioner Evans, and your staff, and thank you, Ms. Santana, for being here this evening, our CFO. I vote aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli, you want to reconsider?
Don't push it, Tom.
This is a mutual admiration society, but now, Tom, your department does do a great job, and I don't know why you didn't get the hatchet out on the public safety.
That's because I compliment him, something like that you didn't do. Thanks again, Tom. Stellar job.
Introduction only.
I'd like to take back my comments.
Thank you. And I think we have 17 resolutions on for this evening. Commissioner Evans, you want to continue?
Yes, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley and County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the Treasurer be and she is hereby authorized to refund escrow monies for land use applications amounting to $51,420.44 for the amounts and addresses listed in the resolution. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco. Mayor Kelly.
Aye.
Be resolved, the Treasurer is hereby authorized to refund overpayment of property taxes in the amount of $1,073.86 for block 7605, lot 13. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Kelly.
Aye.
My next resolution is on behalf of the Board. This resolution is to renew the contract for services with the Banker Group, who provides significant support to us in terms of negotiating the various complex financial agreements that are associated with our redevelopment projects. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley that in accordance with the local public law, the Board is hereby authorized and approved to approve the contract with the Banker Group for professional financial impact analysis and related consulting services relating to various redevelopment projects in the Township of Nutley at a cost and contract amount not to exceed $35,000. The contract term shall be February 7, 2025 through February 6, 2026. It further resolved that the mayor and clerk are hereby authorized and directed to execute, seal, and deliver said contract for professional services on behalf of and in the name of the township. Further resolved that the business disclosure entity certification and business entity disclosure of campaign contributions shall be placed on file with this resolution. Be further resolved, a copy of the resolution shall be published as required within 10 days of its passage. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Kelly.
Aye.
My last resolution rescinds resolution 9123, which was adopted on April 4th, 2023, which granted full exemption from the payment of taxes. This related to a deceased individual who was thought at the time to pass what they call intestate, and that all of the assets were being remanded to the state. We subsequently learned that that wasn't the case. New information came to light, and property was sold privately, which no longer qualifies for the exemption. So we're rescinding the exemption, and we move to collect $16,000 in taxes. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Kelly.
Aye.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Tucci.
Yes. Whereas the Department of Parks and Public Property has a need to maintain a geese-free environment in the township parks, and whereas Preferred Outdoor Experience, Great Meadows, New Jersey, is a specialized service that's been effective in the past and will provide the service in the amount of $1,989 per month for an annual maintenance contract in the amount of $23,868, which is below the township bid threshold but above the New Jersey state mandated pay-to-pay threshold, and whereas the contract period shall be from April 1, 2025 through March 31st, 26, and whereas Preferred Outdoor Experience has completed a business entity disclosure certification, which certifies that they have not made any reportable disqualifying contributions to a political or candidate committee in the Township of Nutley in the previous 1 year that would violate NJSA 19:44A 20.5 or the Township's local unit pay-to-play ordinance or the New Jersey Elect Commission disclosure requirements that the contract will bar the owner of Preferred Outdoor Experience from making any reportable contributions to the term of the contract, and whereas funds are available from account 5-04-504-205, which have been certified by the Chief Financial Officer subject to the adoption of the 2025 municipal budget, said certification being attached to this resolution, now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, authorized to enter into a 52-week maintenance contract with Preferred Outdoor Experiences to keep our parks geese-free in the most humane way possible. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Kelly.
Aye.
Whereas the Department of Parks and Public Property determined due to unforeseen circumstances, families had to cancel participation in programs offered, and whereas the Department of Parks and Public Property has determined the need to refund families, now therefore be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the Treasurer be and she is hereby authorized to refund payments for recreational programs in the amounts listed below to our neighbors at 108 Union Avenue for Camp Nutley in the amount of $800 for the 2023 year, and our neighbors at 40 Ackerman for our theater program in the amount of $175 for the 2025 year. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Kelly.
Aye.
That's all I have, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Scarpelli.
Thank you, Mayor. I'm going to read Resolution 9325 by title. A resolution authorizing the Township of Nutley to sign the NJDEP Treatment Works Approval Application for the connection of an 85-unit residential dwelling located at 35 Evergreen Avenue, Nutley, New Jersey, 07110, into the Township of Nutley Sanitary Sewer System. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Kelly.
Aye.
Whereas the Township of Nutley, pursuant to NJSA 523462C139, made by resolution without advertising for bids, purchase goods or services through the use of a nationally recognized accepted cooperative purchasing program that has been developed utilizing a competitive bidding process by another contracting unit within the state of New Jersey or within any other state when available. And whereas the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, passed a resolution 284-24 on October 15, 2024, authorizing the purchasing agent to purchase certain goods or services from approved Sourcewell vendors pursuant to all conditions of the individual contracts for the year 2025, commencing January 1st, 2025 through December 31st, 2025. Whereas the municipal clerk, Township of Nutley, has advertised the township notice of intent to award a contract under the National Cooperative Purchasing Agreement in the March 20th, 2025 issue of Nutley Sun, whereas Caterpillar Incorporated, 100 Northeast Adams Street, Peoria, Illinois, entered contract number 011723 with Sourcewell on May 24, 2023. Whereas the Township of Nutley Department of Public Works intends to purchase a Caterpillar Inc. Model 914 compact wheel loader 2024 model and related accessories from Foley Incorporated, 855 Centennial Avenue, Piscataway, New Jersey. A vendor affiliated with Sourcewell, which is subject to all conditions applicable to utilization of a national buying cooperative, and whereas the Department of Public Works has researched backhoe loaders and determined that CAT Caterpillar Inc. Model 914 compact wheel loader 2024 model year and related accessories is best suited for the township needs based on performance, cost savings, and minimal downtime. And whereas Foley Incorporated has provided a quote for the CAT Model 914 compact wheel loader 2024 model and related accessories in the amount of $187,000, where funds are available from capital order G04163410 in the amount of $29,790.83, G04166408 in the amount of $50,000, G04171407 in the amount of $75,000, G04181407 in the amount of $32,209.17, and have been certified by the Chief Financial Officer. Said certification be attached to this resolution. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of Township of Nutley County of Essex State, New Jersey, that the purchasing agent be and she is hereby authorized to purchase a CAT Caterpillar Model 914 compact wheel loader 2024 model year and related accessories from Foley Incorporated, 855 Centennial Avenue, Piscataway, New Jersey, in the amount of $187,000, who is approved Sourcewell vendor. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Kelly.
Aye.
That's all I have, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Petracco.
Whereas the state of New Jersey provides security aid to Nutley Board of Education that is used to extend security aid benefit to private school systems within the municipality. And whereas the Good Shepherd Academy, 24 Brookline Avenue, Nutley, has a need for security services and has a request to use a special law enforcement officer, SLEO 3, through the Nutley Police Department. As recommended by the state of New Jersey, and whereas the Board of Ed and Township of Nutley agree that the school security officer can provide to Good Shepherd Academy and desires to enter into agreement to provide for SLEO 3 through the Nutley Police Department. And whereas the agreement will reimburse the township for all its costs to provide SLEO 3 to the Good Shepherd Academy. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the Commissioner of Public Safety and the Municipal Clerk are authorized to enter into an agreement with the Board of Ed to provide a SLEO 3 to Good Shepherd Academy. I move it.
Second.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Kelly.
Aye.
Okay. Whereas distracted driving is a serious life-threatening practice which is preventable, and whereas distracted driving can result in injuries and deaths to all the roads, users, motorcycles, pedestrians, and bicyclists. Whereas the distracted driving occurs when the drivers divert their attention away from the task of driving to focus on another activity instead of, whereas in 2023 alone, distracted driving-related crashes resulted in 3,502 deaths and over 398 injuries on our nation roads. And whereas in New Jersey, distracted driving was listed as contributing circumstances in over 48% of all motor vehicle crashes in 2023. Whereas the state of New Jersey will participate in the nationwide distracted driving 2025 crackdown from April 1st to the 30th, 2025, in an effort to raise awareness and decrease driving distractions throughout combination of enforcement and education. Whereas the national slogan for the campaign is "You drive, you tax, you pay." And whereas reduction of distracted driving in New Jersey will save lives on our roadways. Now, therefore, it be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, in Essex County, State of New Jersey, that the Township of Nutley declares its support for distracted driving 2025 crackdown, both locally and nationally, from April 1st through the 30th, 2025, and pledges to increase awareness of the dangers of distracting drivers. Just before I move this, I was watching one of the news stations tonight, The videos that they were putting up there are, and it wasn't of Nutley, but it does happen here, of people on their cell phones is incredible. They had like 20 cars go by this camera. Every person was on their phone. And like I said before, you know, it takes a split second to hit somebody. And, you know, if you're the one that is, you know, involved in a fatal, even the person that has to live with that is, you know, unsettling. So, again, I move resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Kelly.
Aye.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. I have four on for this evening. April is a busy month. The first one I have, first resolution I have on for this evening is the National Donate Life Month 2025. This is resolution number 8325, whereas more than 100,000 people in the United States are waiting for a life-saving organ transplant. Nearly 4,000 are New Jersey residents, and whereas every 8 minutes another person is added to the national transplant waiting list, while 6,000 plus people die every day waiting for a transplant. And whereas one organ, eye, and tissue donor has the ability to save up to 8 lives, restore sight to 2 people, and heal the lives of more than 75 people. Individuals of all ages are considered potential organ and tissue donors, whereas Friday, April 11, 2025 has been designated as Blue and Green Day, at which time residents are encouraged to wear blue and green to celebrate those who have been touched by the gift of life. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, the Township of Nutley County of Essex, State of New Jersey, and recognize April as National Donate Life Month 2025. Be further resolved that the Nutley Health Department encourages all citizens to consider becoming an organ and tissue donor by placing the organ donor designation on their driver's license or state identification card, registering at online at www.donatelifenj.org and sharing this decision with their family. So moved.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Kelly.
Aye. The second one I have on for this evening is resolution number 8425. And this is designated National Public Health Week. And before I read the resolution, I'd just like to say that our public health staff and the Department of Public Affairs on a whole are dedicated public servants. It's just going back a few years ago to COVID. Everyone in that office, whether they were in public health or not, what became public health staff. And they were working around the clock through holidays, through Mother's Day, through Easter. And Nutley was the only town in Essex County that did not need additional support doing contact tracing. Every other town, you had someone from out of town doing the contact tracing, but we had that personal touch in Nutley, and that's due to our dedicated public servants. Whereas the week of April 7th, 2025 is National Public Health Week, and the theme is, it starts here, your health is our mission, highlighting the importance of making a difference in our home, community, and state. Whereas this year is the 30th anniversary of National Public Health Week. In the past 30 years, significant strides have been made improving the well-being of communities across the nation and around the world. Whereas public health isn't just for a single person, it's for you, your friends, your family, and everyone in your community. And it is an invisible shield that protects our safety and well-being, like the clean air we breathe and the safe water we drink. Whereas public health continues to prioritize health at every level, since a person's health status can differ drastically by zip code due to differences in the built of environment, environmental quality, community context, access to healthy food, access to education, and access to health care. Whereas public health organizations use National Public Health Week to educate public policymakers, public health professionals, and the public on issues that are important to improving the health of the people of the United States. Whereas public health professionals help communities prevent, prepare for, withstand, and recover from the impact of a full range of health threats, ranging from infectious disease outbreaks to natural disaster preparedness. Whereas efforts to adequately support public health and the prevention of disease and injury can continue to transform health system focused on treating illness into health system focused on preventing disease and injury and promoting wellness. Now, therefore, it be proclaimed by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley County of Essex, State of New Jersey, the week of April 7th through the 13th, 2025 is National Public Health Week in Nutley, and call upon people of Nutley to observe this week by helping our families, friends, neighbors, co-workers, and leaders to recognize the contribution of public health improving the health of people of our state and achieving health equity. As the theme states, it starts here, your health is our mission. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Kelly.
Aye.
April is also Arab American Heritage Month, and this is resolution number 9025, whereas Arab Americans have been making valuable contributions to the United States for over a century, enriching our nation's cultural, economic, political, and social landscape. Whereas Arab Americans represent a diverse community with rich traditions, languages, and histories that have helped shape the fabric of our society. Whereas Arab Americans have contributed to fields such as medicine, law, business, education, technology, government, and the arts, and have played a crucial role in advancing civil rights and social justice. Whereas the month of April has been recognized nationally as Arab American Heritage Month, and the theme for Arab American Heritage Month is honoring the past, inspiring the future, provides an opportunity to celebrate the achievements and contributions of Arab Americans while fostering awareness, education, and inclusivity. Now, therefore, be resolved that the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, ask the community to join them in recognizing and celebrating April as Arab American Heritage Month. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Kelly.
Aye. And the last one I have on for this evening is resolution number 9125, designating April Alcohol Awareness Month. Whereas Alcohol Awareness Month is a national public health campaign originally created by the National Council for Alcoholism and Drug Dependence, the NCADD, with the aim of raising awareness for communities and helping them understand causes and treatment available for alcohol use disorder, AUD, which remains a leading national public health issue. Whereas Alcohol Awareness Month aims to reduce the social stigma associated with alcohol use disorder, with no shame or blame placed on individuals and families, to educate communities on how the disease can be addressed, offering advice, support, and resources for individuals and families living with AUD. Whereas research indicates that alcohol use during the teenage years can interfere with normal adolescent brain development, increase the risk of AUD. Whereas according to the most current 2023 National Survey on Drug Use and Health, 61.4 million people ages 12 and older reported binge drinking in the past month. U.S. children ages 17 and younger lived with a parent who had an alcohol use disorder, whereas we're experiencing what some are calling a mental health crisis, with rising rates of anxiety and depression across the lifespan, leading to increased use of alcohol, with some individuals engaged in alcohol misuse, some subsequently developing AUD. And therefore, be resolved that the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, recognizes the month of April 2025 as Alcohol Awareness Month, and urge all citizens of Nutley to support efforts and activities that increase community awareness and support for the individuals and families coping with alcoholism in our community. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Kelly.
Aye. At this time, we'll open up the meeting to the public. Anyone wishing to be heard on any item that they wish to address to the Board of Commissioners, please address your comments to me, and I'll address it to the appropriate commissioner. Please approach the microphone and state your name for the record at this time. Seeing none, Mr. Bruno, I believe we have a need for executive this evening.
Mayor, we do discuss contract negotiations.
Thank you. I'll entertain a motion for executive session.
Move it.
Second.
Whereas Section 8 of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, permits the exclusion of the public from meeting in certain circumstances, and whereas the public body is of the opinion that such circumstances exist, and whereas the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley and the County of Essex and State of New Jersey desires to proceed to close executive session, and now therefore be it resolved that the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley move into closed executive session to discuss the contract negotiations. Be it further resolved that at the time when such disclosures may be disclosed to the public shall be when and such disclosures may be made without adversely affecting the Township of Nutley, pending and or anticipated legal personnel contractual matters and other matters within the exceptions provided for by statute. This resolution shall take effect immediately. Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Kelly.
Aye. And we will not be conducting any further business this evening. Our next meeting is Tuesday, April 15th at 7 p.m. At this time, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move it.
Second.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Kelly.
Aye.
Time is 8:23.